You've got attuned to KEXP 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming at kexp.org worldwide. I'm Cheryl Waters in the KEXP studios. It's We Were Promised Jetpacks. Welcome. It's fabulous to have you here. Right before I walked down here to the studio, Brett in Los Angeles sent an email saying, I am so pumped. We Were Promised Jetpacks, the best band ever. And then he gave me credit for you being coming back into the studio and said he was super pumped. So no pressure.
Best band ever.
Best band ever. He said, thank you to KEXP for making this happen again. Some thanks will have to go to you, too.
Sensible, smart guy.
Well, we know Brett's listening and tons of other folks. Super excited. It's so wonderful to have you here. You've got a brand new album, The More I Sleep, The Less I Dream. It's We Were Promised Jetpacks live on KEXP.
Something I could share.
that sounds so good. We Were Promised Jetpacks are live here in the KEXP studios. Songs from the new album, The More I Sleep, The Less I Dream. It is so great to hear you performing live. They'll be at Numo's tonight here in Seattle. And does it feel fun to be touring again? You had a bit of a break.
It's loads of fun. It's been 2 years since our last big tour. And we decided not to do a big tour until we'd written an album. And it took 2 years or a year and a half or something. But it was it's just like totally reinvigorated us, and like we love playing, like we just realized that we love playing in this band, and I'm just happy to be on tour. It's different, like at the end of tour and loads last time, it was just, oh my God.
Yeah,
this time it's just like, yeah.
This is really the only thing you've done as adults. It must have been nice to like take a break, take a rest and reset. And I understand from reading some interviews that you even were really open to deciding that maybe that you weren't even going to continue with this. You just kind of stayed open to what felt right.
And yeah, I mean, it was pretty much based on if we felt we had songs that we were like really proud of, then we would like do it. And if we didn't, then we'd have a think. But we never really spoke about that. We always kind of knew that we would pull through, but it was good to finally get there.
So tell me about making this record and how it was different. It sounds like you had most or all the songs written, which is something different than going into the studio before, where you were just releasing records, touring, playing, and writing and recording. And
yeah, I mean, it wasn't like completely relentless, but I think it felt like it had been constant, and it just felt like a good opportunity to like just take a back seat, take a break, and it was nice. The rest of these guys all got married in that time. It was nice just to be at home for a while.
How long have you known each other?
So me and guitarist Michael have known each other since we were five. Sean and Darren on the rhythm section, they've known each other since they were five. Then I met Sean in computing class, and I think when we were about 14. And then like discovered that I would play guitar and he was going for drum lessons. And I was like...
I burst out laughing the first time I heard Adam singing.
Yeah.
He burst out laughing. How about now?
I was like, whoa, you can sing as well.
This pretty chubby guy.
Like. Does he still make you laugh when he sings?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Well, I mean, it just must be great doing this with your great friends that you've known for so long. And you live in Glasgow, is that right?
I just moved back home to Edinburgh.
I asked...
Michael lives in Glasgow, but we went to the university there, and like that's where we sort of started to build a name for ourselves.
I asked because I visited Scotland a little over a year ago last summer, and I was there for 3 weeks, and I felt that the people there were so nice. I could easily live in Scotland, but every local that I met wanted to know if I lived Glasgow or Edinburgh better.
Yeah, it seems important.
It does seem very important.
It does seem important.
And they want you to say Glasgow.
No, but the answer is clearly Edinburgh, though, isn't it?
There's definitely something to love about both cities.
Yeah,
it's a
absolutely
beautiful country.
Yeah, and luckily they're only like 45 minutes drive apart, so... You can just...
Exactly. It sort of can be... I mean,
if you want to look at a castle, go to Edinburgh. And if you want to have fun, go to Glasgow.
It is so close. You could live in one city and work in another.
Easy,
the train
yeah.
ride's just 45 minutes away. Plenty of people spend that much time here.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting to work. Well, tell me about making the record, because you didn't make it in Scotland. You came over... you were in, I understand, Philadelphia and Aaron Dessner's studio in New York?
Yeah. Yeah, we were. Yeah, we spoke to... Spoke to John Law, who we recorded with, and he was fantastic.
He's worked with a lot of great people.
Yeah, yeah, and he was just a really nice, chilled guy. Instantly he was like, right, so how do you guys want to do it? And we're like, we want to do it as live as possible. And he was like, well, we've got this like nice big live room in Philadelphia, and so you can do the drums and bass there, and then we've got this other really nice studio upstate New York, and went in there, done the vocals, finished off the guitars. And that was super, like, remote and chilled. Completely different to Philadelphia. It was, like, we were in Fishtown.
Yep.
And it was, like, you know, nice little hipster area. Go for tacos, go for nice coffees. And then the second half was just middle of nowhere, snow and go on the boat and things like that.
Yeah, there was a wee lake next to the studio. So just 3 o'clock boat time.
Hello.
Yeah, we're going on the boat. it was nice to have, like, both places. We did 6 shows in between recording, where we got to play all the songs again. So it was like, you know, having another go at like drafting them and then ready for our guitar parts. Because for this, we demoed a lot, which we'd done before, but not extensively. We'd done some songs like 2 or 3 times. So just by the time we went to record, it wasn't like any stress, like trying to write parts. It was just like, we know what we're doing. and it makes such a difference. The last two, we were like trying to catch up and like try to finish 11 songs at once, and I think something gets lost there. But because we had time, we like each song has its own sort of personality, I think.
It sounds idyllic. You have to think about doing that for future records as
well. Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a stress at the start because it was like, oh no. But then it's like, is this going to go on for like 5 years, 6 years? And it's like, oh no, we're ready now.
Well, we're so happy you're back. We're such big fans. And I know there are lots of others out there as well. The More I Sleep, The Less I Dream. It's the new record from We Were Promised Jetpacks. Tonight they'll be at Numo's here in Seattle and hopefully heading near town soon. You should definitely get out and see them. Here's the title track.
I'm not afraid.
was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That is We Were Promised Jetpacks, the new album, The More I Sleep, The Less I Dream, and tonight they play at Numo's. It is so great to see you.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the support over the years. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for making all this great music, and I hope you'll come back soon.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.